They've been warning us for years. They have their eyes set on Iran. Will there be a false flag to usher in this conflict? Who knows? Mark Gaffney will be our guest tonight. Black 9/11 is the book he wrote, Money, Motive, and Technology. He has written several books, The 9/11 Mystery Plane and The Vanishing of America, The First Tree of the Day, Gnostic Secrets of the Nazarenes, and, well, many other books. I'm looking forward to speaking with Mark Gaffney in the next segment, but we were talking about Iran behind the scenes here of the Bob Tuscan Show today, and I saw this article pop up, Barry Sotero to threaten Iran with military strike in June, reports the Israeli media. Anyways, they're saying that, well, according to a report on Israel's Channel 10 News that has since been picked up by the Times of Israel, Prez Sotero will use an upcoming meeting overseas to discuss a military strike on Iran. Obama is scheduled to visit Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu next month, and during the get-together, the two leaders will reportedly work out the details for a possible assault. Sick. Absolutely sick. We need to stop this. President Obama will tell Netanyahu that a window of opportunity for a military strike on Iran will open up in June. Now, I feel like the boy who cries wolf, because I've been, well, on the alert about the conflict in Iran, and let me make this clear. We are actively involved in both overt and covert operations in Iran. And when I say we, I'm talking about namely the Mossad, who has openly attacked Iran. Openly. There's this propaganda film that won the Oscar. I have yet to watch it. But, well, it's just that. It's propaganda. And it's about the Iranian conflict, and from my little understanding about it, I wonder how much of that is to, engrave the people's minds. Predictive programming. I know it is supposedly about a declassified government document about something that took place many years ago, many moons ago, but I don't know. Are they bringing it back into the consciousness of the American people for a reason? Of the people of the world for a reason? It's sickening. It really is sickening. I'm at a loss for words. I don't know what to say. Of course, Syria would be a stepping stone, a stepping stool. What's the word? Stepping stool, stepping stone? I don't know. Anyways, the bottom line is right now five members of the United Nations Security Council and Germany are holding talks with Iranian officials in Kazakhstan with the goal of reaching a diplomatic answer to the nuclear crisis. Now, mind you, they are already active in sanctions against Iran, which is basically acts of war. We'll have to ask Mark Gaffney, our guest tonight, what his take is on this. Mark Gaffney coming up, Black 9/11, Money, Motive, and Technology. Say that five times fast. I'm looking forward to talking with him. We'll ask him about many different things, including some of the insider trading that he's worked extensively to cover, and we'll get to that and so much more. Mark Gaffney, our special guest tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics. If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Mark Gaffney is our special guest tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. He wrote a book recently called Black 9/11, Money, Motive, and Technology. Now, by now, most of you know that, to put it lightly, there was more to the events of September 11th, 2001 than what the mainstream media had reported. Just how far does that rabbit hole go? We'll be discussing the money, the motive, and technology behind that dreadful day, that false flag terrorist attack that will forever scar our consciousness. Mark Gaffney, welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. Good to have you.
Very happy to be with you, Bob.
Before we get into the Black 9/11, I got to ask you about your first book, written way back when, in 1989, before I was born, practically. of course, that's not really true. But nonetheless, the book, which I have not gotten a chance to read, talks about Mordechai Vanunu, or however you pronounce his name. Is it Vanunu?
Yes.
Okay. And it was about a pioneering study of the Israeli nuclear weapons program. Now, this seems very interesting to me. Can you tell me a little bit about it and how you see Israel today? And we were talking a little bit about Iran and the possibility. I read a report that Barry Sotero, the commander-in-chief here, is going to go meet with Bibi Netanyahu to plan the strike on Iran.
Well, yes. I was shopping around looking for something to write about in the mid-'80s, and I wanted it to be the most taboo thing I could find. And it turned out to be Israel's nuclear weapon program. And
why are they
allowed
to have a nuclear program? But everyone else is not allowed.
Yes, Israel's, it was a very secret hush-hush at the time. And they had managed to keep it that way for a long, you know, for many years, until Mordecai Vanunu, a worker, a technician at their, in their underground plutonium separation plant, began to lose confidence in Israel's leadership at the time of the 1982 war when Israel invaded Lebanon. And he later was let go in a, they had a, you know, a lot of people were laid off. There was some hard times in Israel and there were some cutbacks. But he, before he left, he smuggled a camera into that facility and took a roll of film of the control plant, you know, the control room and scale models of nuclear weapons, plutonium weapons, and so on. And those photographs ended up in the hands later of the London Sunday Times, and they ran a three-page expose. However, Vanunu was compromised and was kidnapped just days before that expose, you know, hit the street. And it turned out they smuggled him out of the Israelis smuggled him out of the country. Well, they lured him out of the country, and then they kidnapped him in Rome, Italy, and then smuggled him back to Israel.
This is interesting stuff.
Yeah,
and it's just
such. Then he went. They would put him on a trial behind closed doors in a kangaroo court, you know, of course, and he was convicted.
Yeah, no surprise there. What do you see Israel's role today in the world? And of course, they're complaining mostly about Iran having a nuclear weapon. And from what I can tell, Israel has been the culprit behind many forms of terror in the world, more so than Iran could ever be. But yet we don't second guess their nuclear program.
That's right. It's never talked about. It's like the gorilla in the room that nobody can talk about, you know. But it's, you know, it's there, and everybody in the Middle East knows it's there. I guess still there's some Americans still haven't found out yet. But
yeah.
we're seeing this playing out in the Senate, the confirmation hearings for Chuck Hagel, because Hagel, even
right.
though he's a staunch Republican and a supporter of Israel, doesn't want to have a war with Iran. You know, he doesn't want to do this war. And the Israeli lobby and, you know, the supporters of Israel, the Israel right or wrong, I should say, uncritical supporters of Israel, they're trying to kill the nomination of Hagel, even though, you know, he's about as Republican as you can get.
That's their, there was a Saturday Night Live skit that didn't air. I don't know if you saw this, Mark. And that was the whole thing about Chuck Hagel is that, oh, you know, he can't. They're playing him out to be this anti-Israeli gentleman, and I don't know. Just because he's against the war with Iran doesn't mean that he's not still in the hands of the Israeli lobbyist. I mean, this is good cop, bad cop, as far as I see it.
That's right. But they're the Zionists in this country, the Israeli lobby. They are, you know, they want what they want, and anything short of the full agenda, they're going to fight it, you know, and they want their man in there. So that's,
yeah.
I think that's what the storm is all about over Hagel. Hopefully he's going to get the, you know, become the, I mean, by the very virtue of the fact that he would oppose a war with Iran, he's got my vote, you know.
Yeah, it's the lesser of two evils.
That's right.
That's unfortunate. Well, it's interesting to see where this is all headed. Of course, the Mossad has been active in covert and overt operations against Iran as we speak. So it's no surprise they have their target. And then Bibi Netanyahu had that infamous picture of the bomb. You remember that?
I'm not familiar with what you're referring to.
He had some drawing that he made. It looked like a fifth grader's science project. And he said, you know, at this point where Iran is able to have nuclear capabilities, this is when the bomb is going to go off. It was some stupid visual. But anyways, I digress. Let's get into your book, Black 9/11. Now, one of the aspects you covered pretty closely here is the money. And you know the old saying, Mark, follow the money, right? And that's exactly what you did, right?
Well, I tried to, you know, and it's clear that the Securities and Exchange Commission did not do that. and neither did the 9/11 Commission. You know, they said the financing of the attacks was, quote, of no significance. I mean, are you kidding? You know? So, yeah, that's what I tried to do, and I found out some very interesting things about the money trail and about, you know, the insider trading, the put options, and so on. According to a scholar, Paul Zaremka, who is a professor of econometrics and the SUNY Buffalo, New York, he says that the put options and the call options that were, you know, acquired in the days before 9/11 that got so much attention early on, because the press at first they were saying, "Oh, it's going to lead to lead us back to the terrorists," right? Well, that didn't happen, and then the whole thing went away because what it led back to it was Wall Street. But according to Zaremka, those put options were exercised. In other words, people who had bought those put options actually cashed them in or cashed them out. They got the money. So there is a paper trail to those people, but according to Zaremka, and the Securities and Exchange Commission knows about all this, but has just put a lid on the whole thing.
Interesting. No surprise there, though.
Right, yeah, if Zaremka's right, anywhere from, you know, $20, $30, $40, $50, $80 million was made on those on that insider trading just before 9/11.
Interesting. What about the $2.3 trillion that went missing from the Pentagon?
Well, yeah, this was the admission by Rumsfeld the day before 9/11 that the Pentagon's fiscal house was completely in disarray. And lo and behold, the very next morning, let's not get into a discussion about the Pentagon yet because it's so divisive, but...
Yeah.
Reportedly, it was flight AA-77 that hit the Pentagon. Guess where it hit? The accounting office, and all those people many of them were killed, records destroyed, and so on. So
it
just magnified the problem. It makes you wonder if that was the intent, you know?
Yeah, of course, that's just a coincidence, right? I mean,
well, that's what we're told, yeah.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's very compelling to me that all this money went missing just days before 9/11. Is that the story? From what I recall, that's what happened, right?
Well, it didn't just go missing the day before. This was a long process of mismanagement and corruption and, you know, who knows what all going on there with the Pentagon budget. But as bad as it was, you know, they made it even worse. And then the very next day, in fact, the afternoon of 9/11, Rumsfeld went up to Capitol Hill and started badgering the senators up there for, you know, a blank check, and they came up with it. They coughed up a blank check for the military, and the Pentagon budget steadily increased over the next 10 years to where it was, I think it topped out over $1 trillion.
Wow, that's very compelling here.
It's really obscene.
Yeah, we got to take a quick break, Mark, in just a second. When we come back, I want to talk about the insider trading that took place days before 9/11. The money laundering that, some of the likely suspects took place in. Bankers Trust, Citigroup, AIG, which we know years later as infamous and very much involved with this whole Ponzi scheme, and we'll get into a lot more with our special guest tonight, Mark H. Gaffney. Check out his book, Black 9/11. We'll link to it at the website, bobtuscan.com. Don't go anywhere.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Iran.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
We all know about Building 7 falling down in free fall speed. We've talked about so many aspects of 9/11 that have major holes in them. And, well, one of the very compelling points that was the one of the original talking points that woke me up, so to speak, to the false flag terror on 9/11, or at least the idea that, well, somebody knew something about what was going down, is the insider trading that took place shortly before 9/11. Mark, you outlined some of that in your book, Black 9/11. Tell me more.
Yes, well, we know that on that in the day after 9/11, the United Airlines stock dropped, I think, 44%. American Airlines dropped 39%. Some of the military stocks actually jumped, like Raytheon. But there were a number of put options. This was in the, as I mentioned earlier, the press jumped on this because the they believed that the paper trail would lead back to the terrorists. And the Securities and Exchange Commission actually led the U.S. investigation on of insider trading. And at first, I believe it was an honest investigation initially. However, you know, from looking at this, it appears that once the Securities and Exchange Commission got deep into it, they realized that the paper trail did not lead back to the terrorists. It led to Wall Street. In fact, there were so many players that there was no way to clean house. I mean, they just, it was like, I compare this to a surgeon. The SEC was like a surgeon who opens up a patient on the operating room table to remove a tumor, only to sew him back up again after they learn that the cancer has metastasized throughout the system. I mean, you can't, everybody's involved. What are you going to do, you know? That's my take on it.
Some of the players that were involved, Mark, are?
Well, there were 38 companies and banks on the SEC suspect list, okay? And they included Bank of New York, Bank of America, some of the familiar players, Bear Stearns, Citigroup, Marsh & McLennan, Morgan Stanley, AIG, and Raytheon, and so on and so on. Now, some of these names are very, I think, have special importance. At the top of that list, short list, would be Marsh & McLennan, because the first plane that hit Tower 1, that was American Airlines Flight 11, flew right into the offices of Marsh & McLennan in the North Tower. And, somebody had put options for Marsh & McLennan. In fact, it was the second highest number of puts after United.
Yep, you bring up the whistleblower. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Somebody knew that it was going to hit, at that point in the building.
Oh, it was just a coincidence, Mark, just a coincidence. Again, you bring up Richard Grove and his whistleblowing. We've spoken to Richard before. How does he play into all this?
Well, yes, let me get to that. There are so many coincidences with the Greenberg Empire, and of course the CEO of Marsh & McLennan was Jeffrey Greenberg, the son of Hank Greenberg, and we know that Greenberg, AIG, Hank Greenberg's his own personal empire, saved Kroll, the CIA of Wall Street, from bankruptcy in 1993, and after that, Kroll became a subsidiary of AIG, was taking orders from Hank Greenberg, and guess what? Kroll had the contract to upgrade security at the World Trade Center, had access to all the buildings. Not only that, one of the Kroll officials, let me see, his name was Jerome Hauer. He was the head, and so in addition to his post at Kroll, he was the Rudy Giuliani's head of the Office of Emergency Management. And you know they had a crisis center in Building 7 on the 23rd
right.
floor. Well, there's another connection. Another connection beyond that would be of Paul Bremer. He was a Marsh & McLennan official who had an office in the World Trade Center. But guess what? He never showed up for work that day. Instead, he went on television and was one of the very first people to point the finger at Bin Laden, and he was calling for aggressive action against Iraq. This was just within 24 hours.
Another coincidence, just like Lucky Larry Silverstein didn't show. Of course, he had no foreknowledge of the event.
As we know, Bremer later became the U.S. governor in Iraq, and on his watch, billions of dollars in $100 bills just disappeared, never to be seen again.
Where did they go?
Well, crates of dollars, unloaded from airplanes, just disappeared.
They go to the bailouts, perhaps.
No one knows. I have no clue.
Yeah.
But
we got to take another quick break here. We were just getting into this, but when we come back, we have a nice long segment, Mark. So we'll continue from where we left off and flesh it out a bit. And we'll bring Richard Grove into the equation here and some of what he mentions, having. Supposedly, been right there at the ground floor. He didn't show up to work that day. Is it a conspiracy that Richard Grove might be a part of? I don't know. I don't think so. I think he's blowing the whistle on these scumbags. All right, we'll come back. Don't go anywhere. Mark Gaffney, our special guest.
The Bob Justin Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We'll take a few phone calls eventually tonight. If you have a question for our special guest, Mark Gaffney, please feel free to dial us toll-free, 800-313-9443. Now, Mark, I'm just going to shut up for a while. I'll let you continue to follow the money, and then we'll get into a little bit about the motive behind all of this. The floor is yours. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, well, you mentioned Richard Grove. We were building up to that. Richard Grove was a salesman for a software company that specialized in designer software, producing custom-made software for the companies on Wall Street. Okay, and his company signed a deal with Marsh & McLennan to develop some of the most advanced software that his company had ever produced. And this was a rush job. They needed to have this finished by July 2001. Okay, so this was supposed to be a kind of software that would allow them to here's the quote, to web enable the critical business functions of Fortune 500 companies, basically integrating and making available on the web the various legacy applications and mainframes, while simultaneously streamlining workflow and traditional paper processes. And then the version of this software that Marsh & McLennan ordered was more advanced than anything they'd ever done, which was supposed to link Marsh & McLennan with the other Greenberg firm, AIG. Okay, now things went away, and Grove's job was he was the liaison between this company and Marsh & McLennan. So he was on the job there at Marsh & McLennan while this was software was being developed. He started noticing fiscal irregularities as early as October 2000. There was overbilling going on and something that was untoward and improper, you know, and he picked up evidence of this and warned his boss about it, was told to keep quiet. He also spoke with one of the Marsh & McLennan officials and was told to keep quiet also. Because of his attempt to, you know, delve into these irregularities, he was terminated from his position. He was a very successful salesman, I should add. Up to this point, he had made over $1 million. He was very, very good at what he did. He had also become friends with some of the mid-level people at Marsh & McLennan that he believed were honest, and they agreed with him that something was up that was not above board. And at some point, they decided to confront one of the Marsh & McLennan executives, who was the very same one that had told Grove to keep quiet. And there was to be a meeting on the morning of 9/11 in the Marsh & McLennan offices, and they were going to have a phone interview with this. They were going to be connected by phone with this official from his uptown apartment. Fortunately for Grove, he was caught in midtown traffic and was late for the meeting. And by the time he got there, of course, the Flight 11 had crashed into the offices, and all of those people were either dead or they were trapped on the upper floors of the building. All of them died. So that's basically the story in a nutshell. That's the short version.
Dead man tells no tale, huh?
Well, Grove believes that the software that he helped produce, was used to enable fraudulent trading, you know, in the hours before and possibly even during the attacks.
And interesting.
Yeah, and he thinks that, you know, billions of dollars were involved in this. Of course, we have no way of knowing the exact amount, but some of those hard drives from the World Trade Center were actually recovered, and I think it were 400 of them, and several U.S. telecommunications companies contracted with a German firm, Convar, which had a proprietary process to recover data from damaged hard drives and using a laser technology. And the initial report was in December of 2001, just a couple months, a few months after 9/11. This was reported in Reuters and CNN that this company had examined some of those hard drives and had found evidence of improper trading. And this was, you know, it hit the news, and then shortly after that, the story just disappeared. And we have never heard a peep about this since. And nobody knows why. And unfortunately, I don't have any connections in Germany to follow up on this. Somebody needs to go to Convar and try to find out what happened.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting report.
If somebody wants to do some research, there's a good starting point right there.
Interesting. 800-313-9443. We'll take some calls with you, Mark, in just a little bit. I'm sure people have some questions about your book, Black 9/11. How can they get the book?
You can get it from my publisher's website at Trineday, TRINEDAY.com, or you can go up to Amazon. Or go to your local bookstore and order it through them. Just have them order it.
Yeah. You'll be put on a terrorist watch list, folks, but don't be afraid. I joke. Your sub-headline here, Money, Motive, and Technology. We've been talking a little bit about money. Besides evil, what was the motive behind all this? Was it simply just a false flag to get us into a war with Iraq and Afghanistan, so on and so forth? Or do you see there being more to this?
Well, that's an excellent question. In fact, that's the deepest question. Why 9/11? I think there was a marriage of interests, there were a number of reasons, you know, and one of them involved an expansion of U.S. military power to basically lock down as many resources on the planet as they could in the, basically after the collapse of the Soviet Union, we were the only superpower, and before some other, you know, competitor could emerge on the scene to challenge us, I think that was the agenda. In fact, the neocons, there was a paper by Wolfowitz, I think as early as 1992, you know, proposing this very thing, and then later the the neocons published a further draft of that same idea on their website, the New American Century? That website,
oh, yeah.
The neocon website.
Yep.
And that went up, I believe, in 2000, and that was the paper where they talk about a new Pearl Harbor.
How telling. Yeah.
Yes, that's one, you know, one group of, that's one interest that was served. I think that there's probably more going on. There was a researcher named E.P. Heidner who posted a research paper in 2008 called Collateral Damage. Okay, now I only discovered this back in June of 2011, and, you know, I was at that point nearing completion of my book, and my publisher also looked at it, and he and I agreed that this really needed to be investigated. And so I went into this in quite a bit of detail. It took me another 6 or 7 months, and so it delayed the release of my book, but it was well worth it because Heidner came across some very interesting material, and if anybody wants to check it out, all they have to do is Google Collateral Damage and E.P. Heidner, and they'll find the link to his paper. Now, I went and checked out many of his references, checked his sources, and I found that there's surprising amount of, you know, there's substantial evidence that something in additional was going on. He believed that the men around Bush, H.W. Bush, the elder Bush, at the end of the Cold War, they hatched a plan, you know, a covert operation, let's say, to make sure that the Soviet Union could never rise again. And this involved 240, according to Heidner, $240 billion in securities that were collateralized and were used to do several things. One, to devalue the ruble, to destroy the ruble. Two, to seize the gold in the Russian central bank. Three, possibly to support a coup against Gorbachev. And four, and I think this fourth one might be the most significant of all, to try to get control over key sectors of the former Soviet economy, especially oil. And so this was the theory that Heidner investigated, and he found a surprising amount of evidence, in my opinion, that something like this may have happened. Heidner believes that 9/11 was hatched because this conspiracy by the men around Bush triggered a number of investigations because they overstepped international law and U.S. law. And these investigations, including one of them was the Office of Naval Investigation, which was housed in the Pentagon right next to the accounting office and was also destroyed on 9/11. Almost the entire staff was wiped out. Threatened to expose this lawbreaking by this group around Bush. And so that 9/11 was hatched as a way to create havoc in the securities market so that they could launder $240 billion in securities, because those securities, according to Heidner, were going to mature in September 2001.
So they put the money out of thin air, though, Mark. I mean, the Federal Reserve, that is. I wonder.
Well, but with securities, you have a paper trail. So, you know, you have to, how could you make those securities vanish? Well, you could create enough chaos. And you can do anything if you create enough mayhem, and use
sure.
that as the cover. Now that was the theory, and I looked at it and presented the evidence that I found in one good chapter of my book, Bank of New York and the Fed, which It seems that the Bank of New York was right at the center of this.
Will they ever be audited?
I doubt it. I don't see how. I mean, there was an attempt early in the life of our nation, back around the early 19th century. There was a central bank at that time that had a 10-year license. And there was a lot of hanky-panky going on around that, you know, in those days. And the Congress of the United States passed a law that that bank would be audited, the central bank would be audited. And a group of auditors went to the bank to do that, and the bankers refused to let them in. They just said, no, you can't come in. Now, if they couldn't do it then with the support of Congress, you know, what does that tell you? What are the chances of us ever having an audit now?
Oh, well, it's going to be tough. Let's take a call, Mark. Art is in the city of brotherly love. Art, what's up?
Taking my call. I was looking at the 9/11 too, along similar lines, and I came up with some conclusions that would probably complement what you came up with. I focused in on the issue of the collapse of World Trade Center 7, and I asked, well, who would benefit from that? Well, the obvious thing the people would benefit from that is the prosecution of Enron. And then I looked at who got prosecuted in Enron and who did not. I don't know if you looked at that or not. There were three key people in the Enron that were being prosecuted. One was Ken Lay, who did get prosecuted. Okay. Two was Jeff Skilling. He did get prosecuted. But the third one was a convicted felon. Nothing happened to him at all. As a matter of fact, he was a convicted felon in the Ivan Boesky scandal. And he served several years in jail. Being a felon already for financial fraud, if World Trade Center 7, the evidence wasn't destroyed on the Enron prosecution, he would have been locked up the rest of his life. Do you know who that party is? I'll tell you in a minute if you don't.
No, I'm not. Well, I'm guessing Bush, but I don't know.
No. Okay. The party is, let's see, he's a friend of Stephen Wynn. He lives right next door to him. And he's also closely tied to the Vegas casino interests. And his name is Michael Milliken. Does that ring a bell?
Oh, yes, of course. One of the early hedge fund guys.
Right, right.
Right.
So you look at his power structure. What did he do with his money as a hedge fund manager? He invested it into the Vegas casino interests. You know, Chicago syndicate. So that's one interesting point. The other point was when they set up the 9/11 commission, who was supposed to be heading it up?
Kissinger.
Kissinger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how did he get there? He was appointed there by Bush. Okay. And the family found out that he had ties with Ben Laden. Okay. Well, who put Kissinger in power to begin with? You know that part of it?
I believe Rockefeller.
Well,
he was a protege of the Rockefellers. I know that early on. That was way back.
All right.
Well, it goes more. It happened during the Nixon administration. During the Nixon administration, when you went to the Nixon library in Yorba Linda, you would see it was supported by two people, Walter Annenberg and Max Fisher, both of which have direct ties to the Chicago Syndicate. Walter Annenberg's father was the right-hand man of Capone when they set up the National Crime Syndicate. And Max Fisher, also a member of the Purple Gang, was the second most powerful person. He set up the Republican Jewish Coalition, which is a big part of the Republican Party, and also is now taken over by Sheldon Adelson.
Sheldon Adelson.
Who also put Netanyahu in power.
Right. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, I was just going to say, and this financial elite that we're talking about has taken crime to the nth degree, because now it's legal. You know, they can just make as much free money as they want, you know, and give it to their friends.
That's exactly right. Art, we got
to
take a quick break
here.
Yeah, it's legal, but it's definitely not moral, and there's always a difference there. Mark, we're going to take our last break for the night in just a moment, and then we'll let you finish it up. with any final thoughts that you have. They'll have to get the book to get the more detailed version of this. Our show goes by in lightning speed. Tomorrow night, we'll have none other than our friend from the Corporation Nation, Clint Richardson. And then Thursday, we'll have Loren Murray on the Bob Tuscan Show for an update on the nuclear situation in our very troubled planet. Don't go anywhere. Final segment with Mark Gaffney still to come.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. santabarbarabells.com. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
Well, this has been very fascinating talking with Mark Gaffney. And, Mark, what are you working on these days? You have something else coming?
Oh, well, Bob, I've been working on a novel. And let me tell you, it's a lot of fun after working on the 9/11 stuff.
So it's going to be fiction?
Yes.
And
it's like a vacation, believe me.
Yeah, right? Jeez, what heavy stuff to write about. What's the novel going to be about? Is it at least going to have a theme that our audience would be interested in?
Well, it's going to be called Never Summer, and that is the name of the mountain range in Colorado, in northern Colorado, the Never Summer Range, where the story takes place. It's about a group of loggers up in the mountains and about this fight to save one of the last great places called Bowen Gulch with the biggest spruce trees in the Southern Rockies.
So this is your environmentalist background.
Well, yeah, it's based on fact, but, you know, it's the characters are fictional. But
well, I'd read it.
I can't tell you how much fun I had doing this.
I bet. Is the same publisher picking it up?
It looks like it, but we haven't signed a contract yet, but it's quite likely, yeah.
Okay. You guys are both in Oregon, I noticed.
Yes, he's based in just east of Springfield.
Well, he definitely does a great job, Mark. He got in touch with me and, you know, sent me a copy of the book, and they really do a good job of at least promoting the authors. And that's really, in this day and age, the main purpose of having a publisher. Otherwise, you might as well just self-publish.
That's right. And he has put out so many great books. I don't know how he does it. I mean, the guy must work. You know, I don't know when he sleeps. You know, he's always working on stuff.
Yeah, I pulled up the site. He has Judith Ferry Baker's book, Me and Lee, of course, about her boyfriend, Lee Harvey Oswald. And he's got books from Daniel Estulin. I mean, this is a great lineup here. Dr. Mary's Monkey, another great one by Ed Haslam, also about the Kennedy assassination. Gets into that with a foreword by Jim Mars. Geez, just a nice library here of books, and several books that you've written. Let's see here. Crypto-scatology. Conspiracy
well, that
theories.
Wasn't mine. No, that wasn't mine.
Okay, I'm sorry. I saw Guffney. Guffney. That's who wrote that. Guffy. For a second, I thought it's a Gaffney. My eyes played tricks on me. Let's see here. What's the other ones you wrote? You wrote...
The Mystery Plane book.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. 9/11 Mystery Plane, and you have a website for that, 911mysteryplane.com, right?
Well, we did once upon a time have a website, but somebody just took it down, and it was hacked, and somebody got in there and took it down. Just when we were starting to get a lot of hits, that was back in 2010.
That stinks.
That was about the book where I documented the. These E-4Bs, these command and control planes that were flying around Washington during the attack. Pretty interesting.
Very interesting. Well, Mark, I appreciate your visit tonight on the show. Any final comments before we let you go?
Well, I would just encourage your listeners to, you know, don't take what the official story. Don't believe
sure.
it. You know, do your own research. Don't take my word for it.
Be an autodidact.
Just dig into it and try to find the truth.
Absolutely. Mark, great to have you. Take care.
Good to be here, Bob.
All right, thanks so much. All right, folks, we'll be back at it tomorrow night with more on the Bob Tuskin Show. Thanks so much, as always, for tuning in.
We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuskin Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.